session number 18493, reel 28.
Mr. Lupton, reel 28. We're just talking about the different way that, you know, different parts of your army experience helped. And you're saying,
yes,
and self-reliance and getting on with different people.
Yes, well, those were, I would say, were the two main things to thank the army for, because you had all sorts of people to get on with in the army, if you wanted a reasonable sort of life anyway. Officers and men of all types, and the same in business, because a lot of it was face-to-face business, or even in correspondence. You had to know more or less how to correspond with people, judging from how you anticipated that they would receive the correspondence from you, and also you had to make your mind up, because, well, if you were going to do a bit of travelling, you had to book yourself a route, more or less depending on roughly what they had said they planned to do when you were over there. And you had to sort of work out a route first and see if the travel agent could fit that in for you, and then you would have to, when you went out, met the agent, went on the business visits, then you had to meet all kinds of people in the mills that you went to, or the mill offices or whatever, and deal with them. So, yes, it was, I don't know, it really, the army had a lot to help get to that sort of condition that you could deal with those things and those people in the way that you should do, or try to.
You say you were in this textile business for about 40 years.
Yes.
I mean, did it stay your own company?
Yes.
Yes. And
until, well, somebody bought it eventually. When would that be? 15 years ago, perhaps.
And were you still working for the company when
it... I worked, yes. And I carried on working for another three and a half years, until eventually they put it into liquidation and took all the ready out.
Oh, the assets ripped it.
Yes.
What, where, when it was still a family firm, and what was your role?
Well, I was a managing director, and my wife was a director and secretary. My father had, well, he died 1980, I think. When did we? We sold it, I think, about 1983, yes. So, there had only been the three of us in charge of it, more or less, but we had 10 people at one time working in the office. Mind you, there were no computers or anything at that time. Well, they had just come in, but we never got around to them anyway. So we still had a fair working staff, looking after typing, bookkeeping, shipping, various things like that. And mainly what I'd been doing in the latter part was I looked after the machinery side, and my wife looked after the spares parts side. The curious thing was that we kept on working together, although we very rarely saw each other during the daytime. She was in one office and I was in another, and both busy at our own things. So we say that that's why we managed to succeed with our marriage. I mean, a lot of people, they get a bit of strife going somehow.
It's never worked with your wife.
No.
Good maxim.
Yeah.
From things you've been saying over the past weeks, it looks as if you've actually managed to keep up with quite a few of your chums in second tanks. Is that the case?
Those that are remaining, yes. Yes. I don't know whether I told you about a curious one that happened last year, I think it was, yes, when we went down to Bovington. The Queen was going down. Was her 50th wedding anniversary, and also the 80th year of the tank. And she was down in Bovington the end of May. And we went down, I went down with the Manchester branch of the Association, Tanks Association, and we couldn't get enough people to get a coach or anything, so we joined with Oldham branch, who were going down on their coach, and we met up in Manchester and then went down to Bovington. We came back, we got to Moss Side in Manchester, which is not a good area at all normally to visit, mainly black area of Manchester, and the bus broke down and impossible to start again. Fortunately, the man happened to find a lay-by that he could pull his bus into, which was really a bus stop. But anyway, most of the people went off. They managed. We weren't far from the centre of Manchester, so a lot of them went off to get to the main bus station or train station or whatever. And I had written a letter to the Tank magazine, and it was printed in it last, I don't know, August or something, that I had written a letter where it said so and so about the bus breaking down and that, and that I hoped the bus had eventually got home all right, because otherwise it would be just a chassis on wheels, you know, on no wheels. And anyway, eventually I went to the RTR Association in Manchester one evening meeting, and the secretary handed me a letter. He said, "I think this is meant for you." It had been addressed to me, care of him, because I had said it was Manchester branch, you know, that I'd been down with. And this was a bloke who'd written to me. He left us in 1942, the second tanks, and he hadn't left with us to go to Burma. I didn't know when I contacted him. I couldn't remember whether he'd been in Burma or not. But no, he told me that he'd got compassionate leave because his house had been blown up in a bombing raid on Bristol, and all the family, mother, brother, sister, all, you know, had been killed. So he got compassionate leave, but he'd seen my name and he thought it'd be nice to have a word with me. Well, he rings up from Bristol. I don't know what it costs him when he rings up, but he's yakkers away for ages sometimes, and as soon as I heard his voice I could remember it. But as I say, that was what, 56 years nearly. between him going away and seeing my name and thinking, well, there couldn't be any other Harry Laptons, you see. So there we were. But there are some still living down south, especially. There's one living somewhere in the Manchester area, but I haven't seen him for years, but I've talked to him recently. I do keep in touch, yes. And I went this year to Blackpool, to the 2nd, 3rd, 6th Tank Reunion. March to the centre. Nobody from the 2nd there, but a bloke from the 3rd, which is very funny too. He lives in Germany. He wrote in the British Legion magazine once, seeking contact or knowledge of somebody. I saw this name. Oh, I know him. He used to be our agent in Bolivia. I mean, he lived in La Paz. Cyril Rees. Yes, so I wrote and told this bloke in Germany. And ever since then, we've been in contact, and I met him for the first time this year in Blackpool with his wife. He's lived 36 years or something in Germany. He was 3rd Tanks. And I knew the other bloke had been in the 3rd as well as the 5th, I think. He was MM and MBE and so on. And this bloke said that he's still living, but I don't know. I've never heard from him since, this man in Bolivia. But he was from Manchester as well. Mancunian Welshman, or Welsh Mancunian, I don't know which.
So you managed to keep... It's still a little decreasing, but it's still a little club of...
Oh, yes, yes. Still
certainly so. Tank is, and also 2nd Tanks.
Yes, yes. Oh, certainly 2nd, and I don't know whether to go down this year or not. I've only just read when the next reunion is in London, but I'll find out if one bloke at least is going, and then maybe I'll go and meet him.
Well, if he's we not, then you ought to, put in a presence for the 2nd.
Oh, yes. And we march to the cenotaph next day, which is the week after the Remembrance Sunday. Tanks.
Yes, because you do that fairly close to Combray Day, don't you?
Yes, yes.
20th.
That's 20th, yes. We, this year, I think it's the 18th or something, we're going. So, see how it goes. And how my legs are going, too.